Hey, a friend, you're now listening to the Shine to Five Method for Side Hustlers podcast, and I'm your host, Kristen N. James. But since you're here, that means that we're peeps, so you can call me CJ. The Shine to Five Method is a hub to help women-identified professionals who have a side hustle go from having a boss to being a boss. So listen for tips, guest expert advice, and my personal stories that will inspire and motivate you to take consistent action and shine in your own business so you can break free of your employee mindset. Girl, before you know it, you'll be well on your way out of your 9-to-5 for good. But only if that's what you want. On that note, let's get into this week's episode. Happy, happy, happy new year. We have made it to 2023. And there ain't no stopping us now. Doesn't it feel good to start a new year, especially when the previous year was doing the absolute most? So bye 2022, see ya, don't wanna be ya. But these last few years have been quite the ride, that's for sure. Speaking of new year, okay. I have a question for you. Do you set resolutions? Because you know what I'm gonna say? It may be a new year, but some things stay the same. So I'm going to ask you right now to message me on Instagram at Kristen N. James or email me hello@kristennjames.com and tell me, how are you doing? How are your holidays? How did you ring in the new year? I'm trying to be all up in your business, girl. And also, how do you feel about setting resolutions? I'm going to tell you right now how I feel about them. All right? Lean in. I don't set them. I decided some years ago, even before I started coaching, that if I want to do something new, I just start. Why wait until the new year? If you want to start, start. Set the goals and get to it. Set and get. Hop to it, sis. Anyway, on that note, segue, you know, I love me a good segue. So segue into the topic. I know that many wait for the recharge of the new year to claim, this is my year. I am going to focus on that side hustle that I've wanted to start since the dawn of time. It's going to be different this year. I can feel it. Does any of that sound familiar to you? Or maybe it's someone that you know? If it's someone that you know, make sure you share this episode with them. Because since it's the first episode for the year and you're pumped, you're already pumped to focus on new beginnings, I want to help you with that. I want to help you by sharing with you the 6 W's to start a side hustle. It's great to want to start, but it's time to turn that want into a need, into action, my girl. So grab a notebook, save this episode, download it, and let's get down to it. Let's get down to the 6 W's. Okay. You ready? Are you paying attention, class? Are you paying attention? Number one, what? What is your side hustle about? It's time to get specific and take your idea one step further. Get it out of your head. And it doesn't matter if you feel like your idea is being schlepped into a category with others. What about your business makes it stand out? What do people need to know in order to understand your business and want to know more and more? What product or service do you offer? What is the problem that you are trying to solve with your side hustle? What? That's the first one, which brings me to number two. Who? Hey, that rhymed. Who is your business for? You don't have to try to sell to everyone because you aren't for everyone. Let's just keep it real right now, okay? So who needs your product or service? There are mixed reactions when it comes to identifying your niche, niching down, if you will. Some love it and some hate it. However you feel about it is however you feel about it. But here's why I love it. I love it because the beautiful thing about niching down, about identifying a niche, and a niche is a specialized segment of the market, is that you can get really clear on the language that you're using in your business and who it will resonate with. So if you're in a room of 100 people talking about your business, are you trying to sell to all 100? So are you going to make your message broad and ultimately unclear to some, and then others are just very confused about something else? So they get one thing, they don't get another thing, because people's needs will vary. Or are you going to try to speak to 10 or 20 because you've identified what they need? So they are guaranteed to be interested in what you offer because you know who they are and what they need to hear. So I say in the early stages, especially now that you're starting, you're putting pen to paper, you're planning this out, have a particular person or group in mind. Even give them a name if that helps. Your business will evolve and organically, so will your niche. We're not saying to neglect everyone else. It's just if you can get really focused, at least in the beginning, and know who you're speaking to, that would really, 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 really help. The who, that's number two. I just wanted to say that again because I know it rhymes. And that brings us to the where. Where do you show up so your clients, your customers, your target market can find you? In that room of 100, are you even in the right place? That person or that group that you envision, where do they like to hang out, so to speak? And this includes, of course, this includes online, namely social media. I hear it all the time. I got to get this. I got to get this. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest. What else is it? Clubhouse, all the different platforms. I got to get all the things. But why? You don't have to show up on all of the platforms. No one is expecting you to. If you have the capacity for it, hey, by all means, go for it. But most of us don't, especially as solopreneurs. So just find the ones where your people, the people that you are targeting, where they are showing up. Where do they like to hang out? What platforms do they prefer and why? What is their style of consuming content? What do you want them to do when they come across your page, when they come across your content, when they see what you have to offer? And where are they seeing what you have to offer? Where do you like to hang out? That's also an important thing. Where do you want to show up? Where do you like to consume content? And that will take us to number four. When? When does someone buy from you? So when you got specific about the problem that you're trying to solve in the what category, you got specific about the problem that you're trying to solve, it means that you have a solution. So what are you saying to them when they come across, you know, they figured out the where and they come across your content? What are you saying to them? What language are you using in order to generate those leads and then nurture that relationship that will make them want to stick around? How long does the journey take to convert, to generate a lead, A, and then convert that lead into a sale? If that's how your business is set up, when are they buying from you? You've identified the problem, you have the solution. When are they buying from you? When are they saying now? When are they handing over their credit card information or submitting their address and their billing and the shipping or whatever it is, however your business is set up so that they can buy from you? When does that happen? Which brings us to number five, why? So there are two parts to this, okay? There's why you're starting the side hustle. We know what your business is about. Why are you starting the side hustle? And why are your clients and customers going to buy from you? So when you know your why, the reason that you want to start this side hustle, you've identified this problem, or you're really good at this thing and you feel like more people need to have it in their lives, or you've identified a problem, you know what, you have a solution and you know what the result that they're going to get. Why are you starting this side hustle? Why is it important to you? Why do you feel like you need to be the one to offer this product or service? Remember, we're not thinking about how many other people are doing what you're doing. We don't care about that. I'm talking to you right now. You're listening to this and you're trying to figure out why you are starting this. Why now? Why it makes sense for you to offer it now? Why is 2023 the year that you're going to turn this idea into action? Why are they buying from you? What are the results they will get from buying from you? Why your business specifically? What is your secret sauce? That thing about you? What is your competitive advantage? Your zone of genius? What sets you apart that would make their experience unique because of what you bring to the business? Why are you starting the side hustle, which would lead to why they are your clients or customers are buying from you? Which would lead us to the honorary W word. Because it doesn't quite start with a W, but there's a W in it. And it's another necessary adverb, if you will. I always remember that little rhyme I learned about adverbs growing up in Tobago. How, when, where, why, the adverbs tell as slowly, quickly, ill or well. Anyway. And I wasn't going to call the episode the 5 W's and the 1 H of starting a side hustle. That's not cute. Anyway. I'm back from my trip down memory lane. Focus, CJ. We are talking about how. How is your business going to help your target market, your target audience, your clients, your customers? What will their life look like after buying from you? How will they use your product or service? You have some kind of demo. Do they need a demo to show them how to use your product if it's a product that you're offering? How will their lives improve? How will they feel because of your product or service? How do they feel about telling others about your business? How will you retain them as clients? How will you entice them to stick around? Think of all the possible hows. That's where the customer service and the customer experience will come in. Most times, when you think about it, most times people stay loyal because of how you can make them feel. So how can you make them feel? So there you have it, the 6 W's. What, who, where, when, why, and how. Basically, I am encouraging you to sit down and plan out your business so you can step into action. If it's going to be sustainable, plan it out so you can set realistic goals and properly manage your time and expectations. And if you need some support on that, check the show notes, book a 15-minute call with me. Let's kickstart that side hustle in 2023. Oh, and while you're there, grab the freebie to create a simple short-term strategy for this quarter. Before you know it, Q1 is over. We don't want that to happen to you. Or you can bring it along for when we chat. If you have any questions, please do not sit on them. Make 2023 your year. And remember, whether you do or you don't, you've made a choice. I'm here waiting for when you choose to say yes to you. Thank you for joining me for this episode. Until the next one. So that's it for this week. But before you go, let me know. Hey, that rhymed. Anyway, what was your favorite part? Actually, you know what I'd love? For you to share your thoughts in a review, and better yet, sharing is caring, so share this episode with a friend. Want to talk to me directly? Be sure to check out my website, kristennjames.com, and you can book your 15-minute intro call. And there's always a gift waiting for you in the show notes, so take a look. Until next week, and as I always say, have a sparkling day.